Hello everyone, welcome to the Horse Business Podcast. Today I am so honored to have John MacArthur as our guest. John is the director of Banana Feeds Australia, the company that has developed Be Complete, an innovative and game changer gut health supplement that has just been launched here in the United States. Hi John, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Very well, thanks Doris, and lovely to speak with you.
Great. We just want to learn a little bit more about you and about the company. So could you share the story behind the creation of Be Complete and Banana Feeds?
Yeah, absolutely, Doris. Look, it's been a long process to develop Be Complete. So we started some 10 years ago with a concept, knowing how beneficial green bananas can be for humans. We really, with the equine background that we had, we really wanted to see whether we could translate that into a product for horse nutrition. So long story short, we commenced a lot of robust tabletop studies where we did a lot of research, looked at all the published papers around the world, and we couldn't find anything that had been done on horses before. So we were sort of starting from ground zero. We knew a lot about the bananas. Both myself and my business partner have grown up in the horticultural industry. So had spent decades around green bananas. We knew the nutritional benefits that they provided for humans. And what we were trying to do is work out how we could actually translate that into a product that could be transported around the world and be of huge benefit to the equine industry. And long story short, fast forward to 2020, and we launched a product called Be Complete, which is a whole green banana supplement focused on the gut health of horses.
Nice. So you guys have Banana Feeds Australia, and then the Be Complete was launched after that. First was Banana Feeds?
Yeah, so Banana Feeds Australia was the company, the vehicle that we developed so that we could actually then go and do the further research. We were quite lucky in some respects that we gained some funding from the Australian government through a program called Fight Food Waste, where a lot of the bananas that are produced, unfortunately, have little small superficial markings. And what we really wanted to do was take those product that would typically end up as byproduct and turn it into a highly beneficial product for horses. And of course, that then extended into canines and other species as well.
Right. So you're working with universities, or is just research? Do you guys have a research department on your company?
No, so we're only a relatively small business, a family-owned business. So we have relied heavily on some government help to undertake the research. And that Fight Food Waste program that I was talking about, we actually ended up doing quite a large scoping study of equine with the University of Adelaide. And what we were looking to do there was obviously, analyse the nutritional benefits of green bananas for animal consumption. What we wanted to do was put it up against the standard of care for ulceration, which is what we first started targeting. We put it in a trial against omeprazole, knowing full well that it wasn't going to exceed the results of a medication such as omeprazole. But we knew that when we analyze the compounds that are found in the green bananas, and in particular the skin, we knew that the health benefits were going to be right up there. So the government initiative that we used provided some funding for the research. So for all the laboratory studies, so looking at all the polyphenols and all the flavonoids and all the various components that go into a green banana to then make sure that it translated into a highly nutritional product for horses, which of course it did, which is why we've taken this journey. We built a factory up in North Queensland, right along the beautiful Great Barrier Reef coast. We imported a lot of our equipment from overseas, from the US and from Scotland. And what we needed to do was obviously do that tabletop study to begin with, to confirm our belief of the nutritional benefits for horses. And after doing that and seeing the results, we went into commercialization and launched our product in February 2020, which was a unique time in the world where a lot of people were locked down with COVID restrictions. But the great thing about it is that it's really resonated with the equine industry. Nice. And we've just seen growth on growth. So we started in Australia, of course. Then we started exporting it to New Zealand, and then we started exporting it to Singapore, and more recently the UAE, and of course the crown and the jewel in the crown being the United States. So very, very exciting times.
Nice, nice. So what? So you're already in Europe as well? You were mentioning the UAE.
Yeah. We've got product in the UK, but for us, when we first started this business, you know, Australia is obviously a very small market in comparison to the US.
Right.
We wanted to do, you know, all of our research and our development here in Australia, but with a view that this was going to be a product that we would want to take globally. And the US being that sort of, you know, that the real end game, I guess, given the quantity of horses in your beautiful country, and also the understanding that I think that Americans have around innovation, and also the acceptance of, you know, let's call it a singular ingredient, natural alternative to medications. So we're always very excited. We always had that very much at the forefront of our minds. And yeah, just of, you know, recent times, we've now commenced that launch, and I'll be back over there in January to go and meet up with our distributors. And yeah, make sure that people are fully educated and aware of what the wonderful things that Bee Complete can do.
What part of the United States are you going to be here in January, or?
So I'll probably be spending most of the time in Florida. So right. I think you know, my trips, I spent a couple of months there already this year, starting in Texas, and then work my way across through obviously all those beautiful states across to Florida. We did a trade show in Orlando earlier this year. That was our first sort of pseudo launch. But now with this coming season almost upon us, that's where we will be going over there and really and hitting the road, so to speak.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that's great. That's great. So you guys focus on gut health, and that's the key aspect of Bee Complete. So can you explain a little bit more how the green banana fiber contributes to this for the horses?
To be honest, the sometimes the simplest way I try to explain it is that it's all around gut health, and gut health is now considered the first brain rather than the secondary brain. It is the most important part of the animal's health, and if you can get that gut health in good condition, clearly there are so many other ailments or diseases that can benefit from having that strong gut health. So the prebiotic fiber. It has been long known to be hugely beneficial for microbiota in the gut. And that's where a lot of what we've focused on. I mean, there are so many other attributes to the green banana. It does have naturally occurring dopamine and serotonin that exists in the skin of the banana, which in humans and in all species can help, provide a reduction in anxiety. And essentially what we're trying to find is that the product itself can actually lead to less anxiety, better gut health, and then all of those things contribute to, reducing the risk of other gut diseases that can follow.
Nice. And it's all natural ingredients, right?
Yeah, so it's 100% natural, 100% natural. So that's probably one of the unique things about our product compared to right. A lot of the supplement markets. I don't know about, I do know about the US. It's no different to here in Australia. You walk into a store and there's a wall of different products, and right. You turn the labels around and you need a PhD to really understand what's actually in a lot of them. So what we really wanted to do was just to go back to simplify what a good diet looks like. And we found that, there is a lot of confusion out there. So being a singular ingredient, no one has to wonder what's actually in our product. It's the research behind the product that I guess gives it, that efficacy, in that it is literally the pulp, the skin, and the stems of the banana. And that is where I refer it to as God's, wonder fruit. It's as simple as that. It's already there in a package. What we've tried to do is obviously developed a process, a patented process, that takes it from that raw product and can turn it into a product that can be shipped around the world. And you've got this highly dense, concentrated pack of nutrition, and then obviously that flows on through helping the gut health, helping that microbiota, making sure that all those nutrient uptake can occur. So it's been a really wonderful experience.
Nice, nice. So are you planning to manufacture also in the United States maybe later down the road, or you're staying in Australia, manufacturing in Australia?
Look, I mean, we've got a lot of plans, and you know, the scope of our business is quite wide, and it goes across a lot of different species as well. I mean, our love is horses first and foremost. We saw an unmet need in the market in that, you know, there's a lot of costly supplements out there that are probably overcomplicating what needs to occur. So we focused on trying to simplify that, get those same nutritional benefits, make sure those antioxidant capacity, making sure that microbiome is looked after, making sure that the horse's gut integrity and the pH levels are all sound. And then once we look at the horse, then, yeah, like I said, we've actually got a canine product that we have in the US as well. But ultimately, we've used green bananas from Australia. We know they come from our farms. We know that they're grown in the absolute highest order. You know, the quality of farming here along that Great Barrier Reef is so, so important. But then ultimately, yeah, there are opportunities to extend that across the world.
Nice. So can you share some of those success stories or testimonials from like horse owners that who have seen that positive results in their horse and their performance and well-being after using Be Complete?
Yeah, look, sure. I mean, the beautiful thing about what I do, Doris, is that we can put our heads on the pillow every single night knowing that we've got a healthy, safe and beneficial product. And it just comes back in spades through our testimonials, to be honest. I mean, even when we first started trialing it and doing in-field trials in the US, we met with some pretty high-level equine, I suppose, professionals. And you know, from Texas through the Western Reining through to some of the Olympic show jumpers in Ocala, through some of the guys who have actually represented your country on numerous times, you know, they've all come back and just ultimately said that they are quite dumbstruck with how much improvement they've seen in their animals. I know that Babcock Ranch, so Jim Babcock, I met with him, and he actually told me that, you know, he hasn't advocated for a product before, but he'd be glad to do so because he just saw such a transformational difference in his own animals. And then, we've got some expats from Australia who are competing over in Florida. The same thing, you know, just really, really pleased with what the results that they're seeing. I mean, externally, it's the coat health, and it's obviously, you know, that's the first outward facing evidence of an internal animal that's, you know, in good condition. But just the rideability as well, the responsiveness, just happier horses, you know, at the end of the day. So whether it be Babcock Ranch or whether it be a Southern Cross Equestrian or whether it be someone like Bernie Traurig, who's obviously well regarded over there. In Singapore, we've had trainers, flat track trainers win premierships. So Tim Fitzsimmons, for instance, is a guy in Singapore who has used our product for a number of years and has absolutely just gone ahead in leaps and bounds. More recently, here in Australia, we had our racing season, our spring carnival, and we were really excited to see that our client took out the Melbourne Cup, which is one of Australia's most prestigious races. Wow. The frustrating thing for us is when we do spend a lot of time focusing on dressage and eventing and endurance, because when you get to the racing industry, you know, there's a lot of money involved, and they tend to want to keep their secrets to themselves. So, we've absolutely been delighted with their results, but a lot of our marketing effort really does go towards the broader equestrian industry rather than the trainers on the flat tracks or the thoroughbred trainers. But we've also done a lot of work in broodmares. We've also done a lot of work in yearlings. So yeah, across the board, the testimonials that we have and we keep getting back, I mean, from, water fecal syndrome, from, chronic diarrhea, from ulcerations, which, again, is a hard one. Because we, it's such an unknown area, the whole microbiome and hindgut ulcers. But we just get a lot of people who say to us they cannot believe the difference in their animals. And they put it down too. And these guys know their animals way better than any of us will ever do it. They know every muscle twitch. They know their horses inside out when they're at that high level performance. But we also have a whole lot of people who just want to look after their animals better, whether they be their 20-year-old, stallions, So yeah, it's been great. The best part about what we do has literally been the feedback that we get from our customers. And yeah, we're not a big company. We don't have a massive multi-million dollar marketing budget by any stretch of the imagination. We've relied really heavily on word of mouth, and that's where those testimonials have been so beneficial for us, because we've just got one philosophy, and that is, if your product doesn't speak for itself, then yeah, you're pushing something that maybe you shouldn't be. So yeah, we've been very lucky that we've had good growth based on those testimonials and that word of mouth.
Nice. That's great. Yeah, that's very important. And so are you planning, you were talking about different disciplines. So are you guys tailor the formulation? It's basically the same product that can be used for the different disciplines, for dressage or racing, is the same product?
Yeah, no, look, that's the beauty of it. It's the same product. And the product itself is more like a muesli consistency, or in America, I think it's more like a granola. So it's not a powder. It's a little bit more fibrous. So it's easily identifiable. It's just a product that doesn't really need anything else. I mean, what we have had more recently is approaches from other companies who want to include it in their own formulations, which is exciting for us, and which we encourage, because I think ultimately we're the first in the world to have done this product. There's been green banana powders, but we've actually done a lot of work on what is in those green banana powders from other countries, and some of them are already adulterated with cornstarch. And so what we wanted to do was get away from that powder and actually formulate and reverse engineer our product so it stood out to the market, so that people could have confidence in what they're actually getting. So that product that we have, Be Complete, is like a granola consistency. The canine product is just milled, exactly the same product, but milled to a finer consistency. And the fact that it is a singular ingredient, people can have confidence that they know exactly what they're buying and exactly what they're putting into their animal. And I've always just said to people, I wouldn't put anything into my $1 million show jumping horse, or my $80 million stallion, if I wasn't prepared to eat it myself. It's literally got to that point. And look, we've had it tested in the UAE. We've had it tested in the UK for FEI regulations. It doesn't swab. We've had, multi-million dollar racetrack winners who have used our product successfully. So, it's safe. It's efficacy is great. It's results driven. But ultimately, it's a standalone product. If we end up seeing it in other formulations, then that would be great, because I think, when you're the first, it's always hard to educate, but people are really understanding, and particularly in America, I think Australia, we're on an island, and we don't get a lot of, international influence as much as what you guys do, but the uptake and the understanding of innovation and new concepts in America has been really quite refreshing. And I think that's what we're so excited about, is that people get it. And people have been doing it for centuries in humans. If you look at some of the southern provinces of India, they got some of the lowest rates of gastric cancer in the world. And, lo and behold, what's a big part of their diet? It's green bananas. So, just putting two and two together and making it accessible to the equine industry is what we're focused on.
Nice. Yeah, so in your opinion, what are some of those greatest challenges that horse business owners are facing?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a myriad, I think if you look at the economic times, things are getting harder. And I think that's a worldwide issue. It's not just here in Australia, but I think if you look across economies worldwide, they're in a bit of a tough time. So people are looking to simplify their feeding regimes without adding costs. And where we have had a lot of success is people adopting our product and then being able to drop out a myriad number of other supplements that aren't necessarily required. So I think costs of horse ownership is increasing. I think anything you can do to simplify that and still get that same sort of efficacy result is really important. I think that understanding what you're feeding your animals is something which is becoming more and more relevant around the world. And I think if you look at the fastest growing categories in the world, particularly in the pet market, but also in the equine market, everyone's looking for a natural alternative to medications. And we've had a lot of horses that have been on long programs of omeprazole, UltraShield, UltraGuard. A lot of those products aren't good for horses long-term. And ultimately, they're just suppressing what initially rears its head up again. So Our product is around about maintenance, to that ensuring that gut health is always in its optimum condition so that you don't have to go through those expensive, episodes with vets. So that's, I think, one of the large things that, the equine market and all markets are facing at the moment is just those rising costs. And, for our product, it's a really good cost-effective way of looking after that animal's health.
Nice. Yeah. So how long, once the horse starts taking be complete, how long until you can see some results? Is it immediately or they have to be on it for like a certain couple months, weeks?
Yeah, look, I mean, Doris, our feedback is varied. We've had, I had a letter coming back from a customer the other day that, within 3 days they had a particular issue with scouring. And they were actually wanting to use their horse as a ring bearer for a wedding, and they tried a lot of other issues, a lot of other items, but they actually couldn't get on top of it. So I got this lovely letter saying, "Just want to let you know that you've saved our wedding day because our ring bearer, being our horse, was able to go down the aisle and do what it was supposed to do after trying everything else." So 3 days. But ultimately, what we tell people is that a good 16 days, 15 days is a really good sign. Our small sort of, we package our products so that you've got a small tub offering, which is a 30-day supply in the US. And then certainly after that 30 days, people have trialed it and they've seen it. And then they go on to purchase the bigger 7-gallon type drums. So, I think anywhere between 12 to 20 days is where we say. So you get a pretty good turnaround relatively quickly.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. And how does, in terms of research and development, how does you guys stay understanding that nutritional needs and of what the horses need? Do you need to refine the Be Complete, or is it just one ingredient?
No, given that it's a one ingredient, it's sort of, we did so much work pre-launch that we were really, really comfortable and really, excited about what we developed. Having said that, we're always an innovative business. So, the banana plant is a wonderful source of a lot of nutrition. The potassium for nerve function and heart function. There's other parts of the plant that we're always developing to look for other alternative products. But our Be Complete will be our Be Complete. It's proving to be really, really well accepted and working really well. There are other things that we have in the pipeline, absolutely. But ultimately, the research that we do is always ongoing. We as a family-owned business of a smaller scale, we pride ourselves on always pushing the envelope to understand every element we can. So, we've done work with universities here. We've worked with three of the universities here. We're always looking to understand our products. A lot of it, unfortunately, and I was speaking to a guy in Ireland who's a really well-regarded nutritionist, and he said, "John, you have to understand that sometimes you will never quite find the mode of activity that's making these results happen." And being a user of the product himself, it sort of disheartens me that we won't learn everything we want to learn, but ultimately what we want to know is that it's having a positive impact, and that's certainly what we're seeing. So I think we will continue to look at new products. We will continue to look at various parts of the plant. We actually have quite a robust on-farm trial where we look at new varieties as well. So there's a lot of things that we continue to do, and we still work hand in glove with a lot of nutritionists here in Australia, but also overseas. We work with laboratories in the US as well to make sure that we understand that translation from Australia to the US is understood. So it's just always an ongoing process.
Yeah. So looking ahead, what are some of those main goals for Banana Feeds to continue to grow, Be Complete, you said, globally and within the United States? Some of those main goals?
The growth of the business is secondary. Having happy, healthy customers and clients' horses is the driver, because that'll take care of business. So what we wanted to do was obviously start local, refine, ensure that everything worked. Then we wanted to understand the export market, because, being a smaller business, that can be met with lots of challenges, the FDA and understanding all the AFCO regulations and making sure that we spread responsibly and sustainably in our new markets. So for us, Australia and New Zealand were easy. The UAE is really exciting for us, because, we've already had clients who use it on their camels as well. And in places like Oman, where camel racing is a is a really big thing. We've seen a lot of benefits there as well. So the UAE, the US are two really important markets for us. You know, the UAE, not the size, but more the prestige. And the US is both. You know, it's the prestige of having a premium product, mixing it with the world's best, but also the size of the market and across so many different disciplines. I mean, I loved it when my last trip there, you know, driving along and you know, you had, and I'm not sure what you actually call it, the mounted when you when the they're riding around shooting the balloons. I forgot. I just found it. We don't see that here in Australia.
Was it in Texas or?
No, that was actually just out of that was in Florida.
In Ocala.
Yeah. Oh. So, but it was just wonderful to see another variety, I guess, of equestrian sports that we hadn't seen. So when we look at the Western reining, when we look at you know, the endurance, when we look at the, you know, and the endurance is huge in the UAE, but when you look at you know, the dressage, the shows, the, you know, the jumping, I mean, I just couldn't have loved my time anymore in the World Equestrian Centre in Ocala. It was absolutely mind blowing, and I'm really looking forward to getting down to Wellington on this trip in January, to see our distributors, but also to meet more customers. So yeah, I think across all disciplines, all event styles, it's just about looking after horses' gut integrity, and that's what our focus will always be. We don't, like I said, the racing industry is a huge industry and we do really, really, really well in it, but it's not just the focus, it's actually all different types of disciplines that we're interested in.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. And what you're saying is very important. I mean, the focus is on the horses and on providing a product that they're going to be happy about and continue to keep them healthy. So for our listeners who might be interested in trying Be Complete for their horses, what would you say are those key benefits and considerations that they should keep in mind?
We do have so many benefits that reported, you know, that customers are telling us about. But it all comes back to the one thing, and that's looking after that, you know, the microbiome and looking after that gut. I mean, resistant starch, you know, people have toyed around with that for a long time, trying to understand what the benefits are. I mean, that prebiotic fiber, you know, it's the short chain fatty acids are such an important part. You know, they are essentially, you know, one of the most important parts of the cell lining, you know, through the colon, for instance. You know, I look at, you know, the acidic environment that's there. There are so many things that this product actually is really good for that it's hard to simplify it. I mean, you know, I've had racing horse trainers say to me that their horses weren't going to be allowed into the barrier stalls anymore because they were too flighty. Well, you know, after being on a two-week course of our product, calm, collected, walked into the stalls. And again, it's, if you don't feel good in your gut, you don't do good.
Right.
And that was a quote from Jim Babcock, you know, and he's a man who just spends all his time on top of horses. And he just knows it's no different to humans. If your horse doesn't feel good, it won't do well. And ultimately, that's what, you know, we've had a big focus on that. You know, the anti-inflammatories, you know, they're also a wonderful byproduct. The antioxidant levels, you know, the antioxidant levels in green bananas and in Be Complete, yeah, are just stellar. And all that's going to add to the capacity of an animal being able to deal with that cellular stress. And I think the same thing with you know, ensuring that the gut actually can utilize the nutrients that it's been provided. So, you know, one of the things that we've also had from customers is that their feed utilization has improved. And they've done that because their gut is in a position where it can absorb those nutrients better. Therefore, they're actually feeding less. So for me, that's a win. And I think that, you know, across the board, if you couple up all the different benefits from, you know, having a more trainable horse, whether you have a horse that looks, you know, for obviously some of those disciplines, looks are incredibly important. And we just get people, you know, putting posts up all the time of, look at that Be Complete shine, you know. That's the first outward, you know, expressing factor of that gut health. You know, we would love to do more work in the ulceration of horses. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, to be perfectly honest, Doris, because, you know, if you go and make too many claims, then you have to go and register with all the veterinary associations. But what we're trying to do is keep this simple. And it is a product which is single ingredient, full of nutritional benefits, that ultimately is all targeted towards the gut health. And if you can look after, you know, and the other benefits of potassium for heart function and nerve function, they're all just part of the parcel. So, yeah, I know it sounds like it's too good to be true. And a lot of people ask us, you know, why is this only just coming out now? And in some respects, I don't know quite how to answer them. I know there have been people in the US have tried it, you know, probably upward of 10, 15 years ago. But because they didn't have the banana growing background that we have, and they didn't have the expertise that my business partner, Robert, has, who's been involved in the banana industry for an awful long time and has worked with some of the most, you know, well-regarded horticulturalist, you know, professors in the business. Without having that background, it was probably a stretch too far. They all knew the concept. And here in Australia, we've got a guy who runs around telling everyone about feeding green banana skins and bananas to horses because he has a product that is actually completely alternative to that. So these guys understood it, but I guess it just took a while to invest. And we did make a huge investment in a state-of-the-art factory. And we've got amazing quality assurances. We're HACCP qualified, registered, feed safe here in Australia is the highest level of accreditation you can get. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. And I was going to, are you also an equestrian yourself? Do you have horses or what are you just started?
I've got horses that go around and around. Unfortunately, one's in the paddock with a little bit of an injury at the moment. So look, my love of horses came from my mum. She was an avid equestrian, not top level or anything like that, just, you know, loved horses. So I guess, you know, and same with my business partner, we've been around horses for a long time, but yeah, you know, we've come from this not as equestrians, we've come from this as horticulturalists first and foremost, understanding that the nutritional benefit of green bananas should be translatable into many species. It hadn't been, and we wanted to do that. Our horses were our love, I guess, and that's where we wanted to start. That's where we did all our research. I mean, that project that we did with the university was, you know, a very expensive project for a small family business to undertake. But that was how committed we were to putting the science behind the product as well. So equestrian, love riding, certainly not very good. Enjoy the industry and the people in it is probably the part that I love. You know, horticulture, animal lover.
Right. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, that's great. The industry is really, it's really a great community for sure. So, sustainability is a key focus on today's world, and we like to talk about it, and we like to incorporate it in the horse industry as well. So, how does Be Complete contribute to reducing the environmental impacts in the equestrian industry?
Even prior to the equestrian industry, this whole business has been set up to have a positive impact and provide a sustainable product to all markets. In Australia, the unfortunate part about growing product for human consumption, which is what this product is, unfortunately, the specifications, the production, the time of the year, there's always going to be product that is left over or that doesn't quite meet the specifications of our supermarkets. So what we were sick of seeing is a huge percentage, and sometimes up of 30% of product that would be considered downgraded or you know, surplus to requirements for the Australian supermarket market. We wanted to take that, harness it, prevent it from going into landfill, preventing it from being wasted and biodegrading into nothing. So that was the whole premise of why we set this business up. We wanted to help Australian farmers with a view of hopefully helping farmers all over the world, but starting here, to take a product and get them a return that would otherwise be costing them money to handle. So that in itself is probably one of the most sustainable businesses that you can imagine, taking a product that would go into landfill, potentially go into landfill, and turning it into a highly valued product for other species. And you know, we've done a lot of work, and you know, I'll just share a little quick story with you about being in the horticulture industry all our lives and wanting to really make a difference. You know, we had a person from Tasmania, which is in the Southern Island, just off the coast of Australia. They were beekeepers, third generation beekeepers, and their grandfather used to put a green banana in the bottom of the hives and they were sort of not quite sure why. They thought he was half mad. But ultimately, they asked us to produce a fine powder to put in their hive. So we did that. They paid for it and we sent it down to Tasmania and they sprinkled it through their worst performing hives. And those hives actually became their best performing hives. And
Wow.
what it was doing, it was actually helping them deal with a fungal chalk brood, which is a disease which limits the productivity of the hives. And for us, that actually then led to honey production, but it was more importantly around the pollination services. And I'm sure most of your listeners would be well aware that without bees, we have nothing. So the fact that we've got a product that is helping improve the colony strength of bees to go and do that pollination service. I mean, we've sent product to as far and wide around the world to some of these apiaries, and it's just been fascinating. We wish we had more time to travel the world and just talk to beekeepers. But again, being a smaller business, we have to keep focused. Yeah, it's just another great story. And if it's sensitive enough and kind enough on the gut health of the bee,
you can imagine
a $1 million racehorse is going to be absolutely in mint condition. So, it is a full sustainable process, removing a lot of the excess moisture so it can be, cost effectively sent around to our clients. So we're really excited about that part. And in this day and age, horse owners in particular, they believe and they understand that importance. And we're just glad that we can resonate with them on that level as well.
Nice. Yeah, that's great to be using byproducts. And so you have several partnerships with different people that grows banana trees, green bananas?
Yeah, look, ultimately our whole goal is to help the whole industry. Again, this is, when we first started this business, it was, we used a lot of our own, but we want to extend that for the benefit of all, And then, we've had interest from big chains, supermarket chains as well, because they all have to have an interest in this as well nowadays. There's no good just being a big corporate nowadays. They've all got to be showing that they're aligned with their customers' expectations, and sustainability is a big part of that. So, we've had a lot of really interesting discussions with a lot of various partners about their involvement and how we can do this as a collective. At the end of the day, as you would appreciate, you can do a lot more as a group than you can as an individual. We see this, and the government's been really supportive, which has been great. We've been lucky enough to get a few grants to help us develop some of these overseas markets from the Trade and Investment Queensland, which is where our business is based. So, exciting.
Good. So do you have some ideas or suggestions on how equestrians or horse business owners can embrace this environmental sustainability?
Look at what they're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what they're buying. Help us to spread the word about the education about products like ours that are actually using product that would be destined for, inferior use. I think that, I think everyone, whether it be an equestrian or whether it be, literally anyone, has to have a look at the sustainability piece in their lives. And there's some very simple ways that people can make some changes. I'm not going to sit here and talk
list
about
them
all
all.
The myriad of ways. I'm not going to trump to the converted, but ultimately businesses nowadays need to have that sustainability front and center, and we've got that in spades and we're really proud of it. We want to keep sharing that message, but I think everyone knows deep down what they need to do, so I won't tell them.
Correct. Yes. Well, where can our listeners find more information about the Banana Feeds and Bee Complete? Do you have social media?
We certainly do. So Bee-Complete by Banana Feeds Australia is our Facebook page. Our website is www.bee-complete.com. And if you go onto our website, there's a lot of information on that, of course. We have a few websites, but for our American listeners, .com, bee-complete.com. And in there, we obviously sell online as well. When we first started in Australia, we were very keen on just setting up our retail networks, but then COVID came along. So we found that we really wanted to obviously make it easy for people to get access and people couldn't travel. So we started an online shop here. And the success of that was really, quite apparent. So we've done the same thing in the US. So we have product in a warehouse that can be shipped out on any day. And all you need to do is go to, you know, b-complete.com and go to the shop, and that can be easily found. And look, I just really would, you know, love to see your listeners trial it, because ultimately, you know, and we've got a discount coupon there for the first time users. But we know that once they use it, they'll love it. And if the testimonials I've got from some very, very well regarded equestrians in the States, I know that it'll be a humongous success in the States, and we're really excited about it. But yeah, we've got an Instagram page as well. And I think ultimately the best part is to go to our website, b-complete.com.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I mean, I've learned a lot about the gut health and everything, and your product is to be fantastic. And thanks a lot for your time. And
you know, for all your listeners, thank you very much for listening. You know, it's, I appreciate you listening. And Doris, thank you, you know, so much for your time and for allowing us to talk about Banana Feeds Australia and Be Complete, because yeah, we are really proud of what we've done. And in Australia, you know, I think, yeah, there's a lot of similarities between Americans and Australians.
That's true.
All good people, and really understand the good concepts. So, loved it.
That's great. Yeah, we're far away distance, but then yeah, I feel like the American and Australians are very, very close.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. We hope you enjoy it. Please remember to follow us, subscribe, and leave us a review. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or sponsor one of our episodes, feel free to email us at thehorsebusinesspodcast@gmail.com. And if you're looking for ways to make your horse operation more sustainable and environmentally friendly, you can reach out to us at horsebusinessmanagement@gmail.com or check out our website at www.horsebusinessmanagement.com and follow us on Instagram to get the latest updates. Goodbye.